This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we've been involved in the awesome study of the punishment which is in store for men who reject God, who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." John 8, verse 24. What does it mean to die in sin? In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Apostle Paul declared, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." What we actually earn by a life of sin is death, and that means separation from God in everything that's good once and forevermore. Last time we considered some of the details of what hell will be like. First of all, we considered the companions that one will have, the people, the persons who will be there with you if you go. We considered further the sounds, the weeping and the wailing and the gnashing of men's teeth, no doubt as they express their great anguish and bemoan their lost opportunities to be saved. Now we note the place. What exactly is the place of hell? Sometimes we hear it said that hell is not a place, but an attitude or a state. Well, that may be so, but at least the Bible does declare that the wicked will be cast into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation chapter 10, chapter 20, verse 10, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where are also the beast and the false prophet, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." And then in verse 15, "And if any was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire." And then in chapter 21, verse 8, "But for the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and fornicators and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part shall be in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And so you see, my friends, the Bible does teach that the wicked will be cast into the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And now, right along with that, we want to ask the question, what is the state of those who will be cast into hell? Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, describes it as a place of eternal punishment. That is, a place where the punishment will never come to an end. We find in Mark chapter 9, beginning with verse 43 and going on through verse 49, that hell is a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. The Lord warns men that hell is such a terrible place that in this life you must be willing to pay any price, no matter what it may be, by the loss of material goods, by the loss of human companionships, or whatever may be the loss. You must be willing to pay that price. It will be a wise thing to do to pay the price in order to avoid going to hell where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And that simply means where man's gnawing anguish will never, never come to an end. Another thing about hell is it's described in Matthew 25 and 30 as the outer darkness. I recall one time when I was preaching in a jail, the jailer showed me a little black room, a room where when the door was closed, was absolutely no way for any kind of light to get into it. And he indicated that this was used to control those who were incorrigible among the prisoners. As he asked me if I would like to step into it, and I told him that I would be willing to do so, I at first thought there was nothing to it, but with the passing of just a few seconds, I began to think that it would be a very good thing to get out of there. You and I have a natural inclination toward the light. We feel better in the light than we do in the darkness, unless, of course, we're involved in wickedness. But to imagine that we would be cast into the outer darkness, which no doubt indicates that one will be separated from God than everything that's good, once and forevermore. I want to plead with every one of us to consider what we're doing with our lives in the light of this awesome and fearsome teaching found in the Word of God in regard to the punishment of the wicked. Remember, God does not lie. Hebrews 6 and 18, the punishment of the wicked will be just as bad as the Bible says it will be. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very important study.